So I've just come off the phone and a conference call with a new client where we were discussing how to go about building their website and how to approach the design and stuff like that. Now, traditionally, the way that we've always done things is that we will produce a variety of templates that we will drop content in, that content can be dropped into. So we'll have a news template, a text template, a homepage template, etc. But more and more recently, we've found ourselves not taking that approach, but creating a grid structure and then producing modules that are dropped into that grid structure. And as an approach, it has a lot of advantages. It means that the client can basically customize the design a lot more. He can rearrange modules as he wants. Those modules can change appearance depending on where they're dropped into a page, or indeed, you know, what subsite they're put on or whatever else. You can produce multiple versions of a module so that you can vary the look and feel. And it provides a lot more customization and a lot more design control for the client. But there are downsides to it as well. And the downsides really are that you're putting a lot of more design control in the hands of the client, which is both a blessing and a curse. The curse being is that the designer really has no control over what the client ends up doing with these modules. And so they might be combined in ways that doesn't work particularly well, or it isn't very usable or accessible. So I'm a bit torn over the approach. And it was interesting that this particular client mentioned this, and that actually there was still quite a lot of design to do in terms of us providing them with guidelines and advice about how to do that. And I think that's probably the answer. I don't think that using modules is a flawed approach. In fact, I think it's a very beneficial one. But I think it falls to the web design company to also provide advice about how to use these and things to consider when using these. And maybe even, you know, not just hand across a load of modules and let them run riot with them, but to actually work with them to you know, to do an initial implementation, to kind of give them a feel of how these modules might work together, and help them to get into the mindset of how best to work with them. So that's my current feeling on modules. Certainly something worth considering using. And if you haven't used them already, then you might want to look at that kind of approach of using HTML snippets and CSS snippets to create these dynamic modules.